Yes, Alfred?
To the bat phone, sir.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
It's Batman!
And welcome to episode 90 of Batmania 66. Today's episode, tonight's episode, whenever you're listening's episode, is episode 90. I just said that. Shut up, Holly.
I didn't say anything.
You giggled. You mocked me.
You mock yourself.
Usually. Called Caught in the Spider's Den. It is the second half of the Black Widow story with special guest villain Miss Tallulah Bankhead. If you're nasty. And when our episode starts, we have a very brief recap reminding us that Black Widow has trapped Batman and Robin, who are about to be killed by pipe cleaners and pincushions.
Yeah.
Which are seemingly humping their armpits.
Yeah, they keep saying things like, it's about to be on me. It's like, that thing's on you.
Yeah. No, that's on you. Not like in the Buffy way, but like on ya. Not. Anyway, Happy 20th anniversary, Buffy. And they... Why are you looking at me like that?
Is it 20th from when it started, or...?
Yeah.
I'm not looking at you like anything, Ben.
She's giving me dirty looks, everybody.
Your face is a dirty look.
Usually. They are being attacked, and Robin says, he's about to bite me. And Batman very calmly says, she, Robin, only the females are venomous. And then he starts panicking. Like, the correction is completely calm, and then the panic sets in once he's done reminding Robin what an idiot he is.
Yeah, well, that always calms him.
As long as I can make Robin feel stupid, I've had a good day.
Mm-hmm. One last jab before they both die.
Yes. He reaches for his utility belt to get the 5,000 watt, was it?
Sure.
Bat electrode that he keeps on his belt.
It's a flask with a button on top.
Yeah. Button flask.
Button flask.
Then he explains that they'll get a shock and be stunned for a moment, but then the spiders will be electrocuted off of them because the web will act as a conductor.
Not how webs work.
Although this was clearly a synthetic web, so maybe...
I mean, it was like those webs that you put in the back of a pickup truck to keep your stuff from flying out.
Yeah, it was more netting than it was web. But he uses it, and there's a pretty cool lighting effect where the whole thing turns blue for a couple seconds. Mm-hmm. I liked it. I would have been down for it, like on Halloween. Like, if you had that set in a timer. So every little while it goes off and there's electrical sound. It goes... Bzz, bzz, bzz. It would look pretty cool.
Like a bug zapper?
Yeah. And... Oh.
I bet that's how robot spiders would do.
Robot spiders? Do they dream of electric flies?
No. They use real flies, but they use a bug zapper to get them.
Oh. What? How does that work? I don't understand. Batman and Robin free themselves. And Batman then has the exact same question I do, which is, he said, Black Widow said she was going to tunnel into the vault. That's usually... And Robin says quite helpfully, that's usually how criminals get into vaults. And Batman goes, but her own vault? And then they walk down the hall, and there's a vault there. Cause
never,
no tunneling.
Never answered.
Never answered. Just, never answered. There's the door.
Yeah.
And they go over into the vault, and Black Widow is there, and she's about to use her brain short-circuiting thing. But Batman says, we still have our anti-short-circuit bat brain electrodes in. And this is where Robin whispers to Batman.
Oh, man.
In the wrong direction.
Not how you whisper.
And at full volume.
Full volume.
Absolutely. Like, not
blatantly
even...
blatantly in front of her. They're having a conversation.
Not even Alfred's stage whisper. Just
no.
Conversation.
Yes.
And he explains that he lost one of them, and Batman says, well, maybe I can bluff. And he proceeds to, in the
out loud in front of her.
Yes. Well, in the most stilted manner possible... explained that, of course, we both have them in. And she explains that she's reversed the polarity of her brain scrambling box so that now it will work on those with anti-bat blah 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 electrodes. and makes muscles. I don't know what that means. I have enough here. No, I don't think that's. I don't think so. No idea. But she uses it because Robin only has one earpiece in or electrode in. It doesn't affect him, but it does affect Batman.
Batman, yes.
And then she starts talking in creepy, I want to bag Batman sort of ways. It was not okay. Mm-mm. It was, maybe this proves that Holly and I aren't sexist because it was as creepy as when the penguin twice tries to flirt. Mm. Maybe it's because they sound the same.
I don't know.
Maybe it's just that voice trying to flirt is just creepy.
There's just a lot of bad.
And why did nobody call her witty? Isn't that how we make nicknames for all... Because we couldn't call her Blackie. That wouldn't be okay. We could call her witty, right?
I think they did call her Blackie.
Did they?
Let me check my notes from last time.
Let's go to the tape, Phil. Oh, and this is something. They called
her... It says Blackie.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. They shouldn't have called her Blackie.
No,
how's that?
No, I don't think I even mentioned it because it made me so uncomfortable. I didn't even bring it up last episode.
But they... Oh, she calls Trapdoor to help subdue Robin. He pops out of a trapdoor that is, again, labeled Trapdoor in that room. They conk Robin.
Sorry. He's, I'm pretty sure he's their gimp. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to get there.
Oh, okay, because,
So they conk him, and they drag him out. They then pick him up to put him in the next room, and Robin is not limp like somebody's actually unconscious. He is planking. He is stiff as light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Yeah.
And they take him and they tie him to a chair, and then Trapdoor goes and just resets himself in the trapdoor cubby in that particular room.
Yep.
And he does that several times in this episode. Mm-hmm. He walks into a room and just goes back into the wall.
I mean, I get it because that's what trapdoor spiders do.
You?
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is 100% weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would... Do you think... Is that how Thing works on the Addams Family? Right? He just goes back into the box when they're done with him.
What? No.
Well, not in the movies, but in the show. Because in the show, it was just a, it was just a full arm that would come out of a box.
I don't know. I'm more familiar with the movies rather than the show, so...
Yes, where it was a green-screened hand.
Yeah. And he was like a pet.
Yep.
But so maybe it's like a tarantula.
You mean the song? Or the dance?
What?
That's a tarantella. It's named after tarantulas. It's the same thing. Anyway.
What?
Black Widow asks the now mind-bended Batman to join him for a drink. And he explains that he never touches spirits. He doesn't want champagne. How about milk?
Ugh.
So she says maybe Trapdoor has some milk. And he does.
Does he have a mini fridge in there?
I hope so. Because that was my question.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't buttermilk.
Well, I know. It might have been, though.
And they pour the milk. And Black Widow takes a sip. And she just goes, oh, so this is milk. She's not impressed.
No.
I think Black Widow may be a proto-Sadie from Beyond Belief.
Thrilling Adventure Hour?
Yes.
Maybe. Well, yeah, I guess.
So she explains to Batman that what she really needs him for is the Bat Computer, because she's run out of banks to rob. She was only on, I wrote G, but apparently she was on H. They mention it later. She was only on H. Shouldn't there have been more banks if she was going alphabetically?
Maybe that's all the banks they had.
Gotham only has 8 banks for a major metropolitan city?
Well, maybe there was more than one bank in that letter.
Oh, so she couldn't... Obviously, oh, I get it. So even though they had gotten only to G, and there were no more banks that had any subsequent letters to them, she couldn't just go to another branch of the same bank... She had to find another bank with another name, is what you're saying. So she couldn't just go back to the Gotham City Central Bank and do a different branch of that.
I don't assume that there's different branches of those banks. I'm saying maybe there's Gotham City What'd you say, National Bank?
Something, I don't know.
And there's Gotham City Federal Bank.
Right. But she said she'd run out. She didn't say she'd done, like, all the G's. She did...
She'd run out. She'd already done them all.
But Batman uses his remote contact to the Bat computer to find out that the Heritage First National Bank had just opened.
Heritage First National Bank just opened.
And then the Bat computer independently offers some information that we think, because Batman just hands it to Black Widow to read, and we watched that 5 times.
Yep.
And the closest we get...
Turned off the fan. I got really close to the speaker.
Closest we've got to an actual sentence is, it seems, Black Widow, Batman's life is in great danger. So, she explains that his criminal career has ended before it's begun because she has a plan. We then see her taking the old man robot from her front porch, which mm-hmm. you'll remember from her last from last episode, she used as a decoy to convince people that it was just a regular house. And she is making it look exactly like Batman. Spoiler alert, it never looks exactly like Batman.
It does not.
And she's going to dress up as Robin.
Exactly like Robin.
Exactly like Robin. And just like with poor... what was her name? Molly?
Sure.
With poor Jill St. John, once she puts on the Robin face mask, her entire body changes, and she's suddenly very spry for a woman of Tallulah Bankhead's age. Mm-hmm. She also, the terrifying mush mouth with which Burt Ward mimics
Tallulah Bankhead. Oh my god, that's actually really funny.
Is funny, but also disturbing to watch.
It's actually really funny. But no, the whole thing was nightmare fuel. I wrote when they did that. Remember when they did this in the first episode?
Yeah, exactly. Clearly the writers feel like it's been long enough that they could take care of it.
I mean, they've gone through a whole season.
My note is ADR horror show when she starts talking. But Irving calls Commissioner Gordon... to explain that Batman has requested $40,000 be delivered in a brown paper bag to the front of the bank where he and Robin will be waiting, or he and Black Widow will be waiting in the Batmobile. Commissioner Gordon says, sure, that sounds like a great idea, give him the money. Because obviously he has a plan to stop Black Widow.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes a comment, after we do the ADR scene, he makes a comment, this should stop Black Widow's capers, and I wrote a silly joke that just says, what about her truffles? Because capers and truffles and other seasonings. I'm clever.
Mm-hmm.
And moving on. He gets another call from the bank manager, who explains that Robin took the money and robbed the bank. And Commissioner Gordon is deeply hurt by this. My note is, you told the bank manager to give him the money.
Yeah.
100% uses a hand over the $40,000. Why are you shocked when Batman comes to get the $40,000 told him to hand over? We then cut to... Commissioner Gordon issues an APB for Batman and says, we'd rather take him alive, but if we have to, we'll take him the other way.
Yeah.
And we then cut to the APB being announced to... the police officers.
Oh, God, this is so obnoxious.
What I latched on to is they put out an all-points bulletin for Batman, first name unknown. So somebody in the police department assumes it is Joe Batman.
Joe Batman.
Yeah. And then they say that Robin is just...
No, the reason that... Sorry, that the reason that... bothered me
mm-hmm.
when they are doing the APB in from the police car. That police officer is just sitting there
staring.
No, he's moving his head back and forth like he's looking, but he's not seeing anything. He's just moving his head slowly.
Well, because Batman can come by at any moment. Sorry, dying everybody. I'll be back. The police officer does in fact see Batman, but It is not Batman. It is Grandpa in the Batman suit. And Robot Grandpa is scary white.
Corpsey.
If the police officer had seen Batman in that state, the reaction would have been less, let's arrest Batman, and more, let's see if he needs an ambulance.
Yeah.
Because he does not look okay. But he pulls the gun on Batman, tells him to stop, and Robin, with Tallulah Bankhead's voice, tells him, you know, go for it, Batman's not scared of you. She forces Batman to drive away, Robot Batman to drive away, and the cop then shoots twice and assumes, I must have killed Batman.
Such close range.
At such close range. That's why the car is still driving away straight ahead with no apparent distress.
And he was really sad that he did it.
Yeah. How could I have killed Batman? What I killed the wabbit. Meanwhile, Batman, still brain controlled, is trying to play solitaire while the three spider thugs tell him how to play and implore him to cheat. And he then tells the three kibitzers, which is his word. Batman uses Yiddish. I love it. Kibitzers to go wait outside for Black Widow, which they all go do. And Robin then slips out of his bonds and goes into Black Widow's purse, a huge violation of her privacy, goes into Black Widow's purse and grabs the mind control box, opens it up, and reverses the polarity himself, takes control of Batman, and for whatever reason asks him to sing a song while he works to deprogram Batman, which I don't quite get.
Reasons.
But Batman immediately casts himself as the female lead and starts singing Poor Little Buttercup from Gilbert and Sullivan. From HMS Pinafore. And Robin plays some sort of pulse or something that deprograms Batman, who then immediately ties Robin back up to keep up appearances. And you can tell it's not the first time he's tied Robin up. Because he's ready to go. And done in a moment. Wow, all of that was...
Ben.
Wow, no, that was... you're not going to believe me, but that was entirely accidental. Mm-hmm. It just happened. It happens to every man once in a while. And they tie him up. Oh, Commissioner Gordon and Chief O'Hara are in their office and talking about poor Batman being dead and then realizing that Robin's still on the loose and possibly at the Batcave and that he's now one of the most 10 wanted boys in Gotham. Creepy. Super creepy. He calls Alfred on the Batphone and Alfred says, are you sure? Because somebody was activating the remote Batcave, Batcomputer. And Commissioner Gordon says he's absolutely certain. And my response is, no bodies, no proof. Rule number one of all comic books and horror movies. No body, no proof. But Alfred, who's been on the ball on this one, does know that the Batcave computer was... The Batcomputer was accessed from 411 Larva Drive.
This is when I wrote, do all hideouts have to be punny?
Yes.
Okay.
What I want to know... What I want to know, Holly, if you were a themed supervillain, let's say, what would your supervillain theme be?
Of what do you mean theme?
Like Black Widow or Mr. Freeze or the Riddler. Like what's your gimmick?
I don't know. I know my supervillain power would be poisonous spit.
Okay, so Holly's the spitter.
I knew I shouldn't have told you.
So, Holly, you as the spitter, if you were to pick your hideout, would you go to, you know, 2323 Saliva Lane? You wouldn't. You would pick, you know...
Cottonmouth Drive.
Well, hadn't it been for Cottonmouth Drive, I'd been murdered. No, that's not how that goes on.
I don't think that's how that one works.
No, you would pick, like, 6225 Maple Street.
Yeah.
Because that way, they wouldn't go, oh, you know where she probably is? Saliva Drive.
Or the abandoned dentist district.
The abandoned spit factory.
Spit factory?
That's right. She's probably hiding in the old Johnson Saliva Works.
It's not that kind of spit, though. It's like those snakes that spit. Ben, what would yours be?
I'm obnoxious.
I was drinking.
I don't know. No idea.
I like how I was expected to know, and you were giving me impatient face when I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
No, what would you... If,
what? I don't know. Probably, I'd be trivial. Like, literally, my superhero gimmick or my supervillain gimmick would be just obscure trivia. What?
So you'd be, like, Anticlimactic Man or,
Hey, baby, want to come back to my place for an anticlimax? Gross. Speaking of an anticlimax, so they find out it's 411 Larva Drive. While they're heading off to her hideout, Batman and Robin spring forth and explain that they have deprogrammed and that Robin is now free. And the onomatopoeia fight starts.
That's a pretty good one.
Yep. But we'll get to the onomatopoeia in a second. But while the fight is going on and Black Widow's looking for her mind control box, Robin explains that he moved it, and then with, pardon me for the pun, but true venom, calls her an obsessed woman. Like, he is a jealous boyfriend.
Very jealous. You obsessed woman!
Yes.
It was definitely out of daytime television.
Yeah. Oh, it was soap opery, above all soap. It was awesome.
No, I dug it. Ready?
Yes.
Crash. Irk. Whap. Kapow. Pow. Vronk.
We had Kapow, then Pow?
Yeah.
Interesting. They beat up all the... Oh, the last thing they do to the henchmen was pretty cool. Batman and Robin are standing there. Two henchmen are running to them. And Batman and Robin literally pull the rug out from under him.
Oh, yeah.
It was actually pretty awesome. It was a good fight. It really was. They then use the thing on Black Widow. And she immediately becomes a simpleton. Not just placid and pliable, but she gets this really big, stupid grin on her face.
I think that's
just
her mouth.
Kind of floaty.
I think that's just how her mouth works. Yeah, dude.
The whole thing was kind of disturbing.
The whole thing was weird. Hold on. So, I don't know why this is a thing, but like, okay, so when you don't know because you're not a girl, but when you put on lipstick, like the corners of your mouth?
Yeah.
Like, those don't get much, if anything. And she probably had as much in those corners as I have at the thickest part of my upper lip. Like, it's like, like a clown. It was very difficult to watch her speak because of this.
Oh, interesting.
And she also talked weird. Like, her lips moved a lot.
Yeah.
I'm doing it now. You can't see.
Ben, that's right. You can't see her lips right now.
Kind of like, what's her name? Hello, Dolly.
Oh, Carol Channing.
Yeah. But Carol Channing is charming and adorable.
I'm sure Tallulah Bankhead... Actually, Carol Channing was known for her Tallulah Bankhead impersonation for a long while.
Do not doubt this.
Yeah.
Do not doubt this at all.
Instead of Falling in Love Again, she used to sing Falling Asleep Again.
she did a live show at my college the first year I was in San Francisco. And she was charming and adorable. She did a soft shoe with her husband. It was absolutely adorable.
And 11, 12 years ago, my dad and I saw her at an Actors Fund benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And she was charming and adorable and went on way too long with her preamble before she sang.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved every moment of it. My father, who's the one who got me into shows and taught me who Carol Channing was, he was into it for the first 5 to 7 minutes. Minute 7 to minute 12 was a little much for him.
That's all she did was ramble. And that's around the same time that I saw her. It was probably 11 or 12 years
and
ago.
And she's delightful.
Oh, just wonderful.
You know, she kept the Dolly Levi dress from Hello Dolly. Mm. She kept that and she wore it forever. And then about right after we saw her, somebody stole it from the airport. It got stolen from her luggage.
No.
Yeah. Which is just about the shittiest possible thing, because when you think about it, she had been fitting into that dress for decades.
I can't fit into dresses I fit into 3 months ago.
I can't fit into any of your dresses.
No. No. That's some stretchy ones you'd probably be fine in.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll try it out later.
Okay.
My
shoes, on the other hand.
No, I wouldn't fit in your shoes.
Did she sing Hello Dolly when you saw her?
No, she sang Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
She sang that as well.
Yeah, she only sang one number, because everybody who went up only sang one number at the benefit that we saw.
You're right, but
she took a good 20 minutes
to do it. Yeah, I was going to say, she could have sang three. She sang Hello Dolly when I saw her, and she sang the first part, and then she goes, I can't very well say hello to myself, so the whole audience had to say hello to her.
It was beautiful.
It was amazing.
That sounds beautiful. I love it. So yeah, obsessed woman, she becomes stupid. Commissioner Gordon and Chief O'Hara show up. And without questioning whether or not Batman is a good guy or a bad guy, they're just happy to see him because he's not dead.
Yeah.
And they take his word that they have turned the tables on Black Widow. And Batman encourages Chief O'Hara to invite her to answer some questions. My note here is any answer would be inadmissible.
Totally inadmissible.
She is under mind control and mm-hmm. has no faculties of her own at the moment.
Yeah.
And she's probably old enough that she doesn't have many faculties of her own to begin with. So that's the end of the episode proper, which just stops. It doesn't end with an anything. And we cut to the close, and all of her henchmen and Black Widow herself are all under Batman's brain-altering hair dryers.
Right.
And Batman, Robin, and Chief O'Hara are standing in Black Widow's cell. And they pop off the hairdryer thingy, and she starts looking at her hair and saying how much she loves it, and explains that she can't wait till next time they come in, and she's going to do it every week.
Mm-hmm.
And Chief O'Hara asks them, Chief O'Hara asks them, how is it that with all the crime to fight in Gotham, you can still come and do her hair every week? And they explain that they're not doing her hair. They're modifying all of their brains to remove the criminal tendencies. That is some straight-up Nazi experimentation stuff right there. It is absolutely the worst crime that's ever been committed on this show. And they act like it's some silly little, oh, how sweet, how cute, what a cute ending. And Bean Bunny would not be impressed.
Oh.
And I honestly was horrified by
it. Yeah, it's not okay.
So that's the funny end of the episode.
That's the ha-ha.
Yeah, the
isn't
ha-ha.
This cute? Not cute at all.
Yeah, terrifying.
Yeah.
But if you guys want to come back after that horror show, next episode is going to be 91, Pop Goes the Joker. And you can find it on Podomatic and iTunes. Of course, if you're listening, you've already found it. And you can...
find us.
Get a hold of us at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, at Batmania66. You can also send us an email at batmania66mail@gmail.com, or you can email Holly directly at julietamor@gmail.com. You can also find her on Twitter and Instagram at @awkwardblonde. Mm-hmm. And if you're enjoying the show, please go ahead and leave us a review either on Podomatic or on iTunes. And we will see you guys next time. Same bat time, same bat channel.